You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You're the mighty man.
You are Jehovah.
You're the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
When you said Jehovah, you're calling his covenant name. You are Jehovah, covenant and keeping God. You're the mighty man in battle.
You are Jehovah.
You're the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
You're the mighty man. You're the mighty man in battle.
You are Jehovah.
You are the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
You are the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
You are the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
You are the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
Father, we thank you. We don't only thank you, Lagos Church, all across the world. People that are watching us on the YouTube, people that are watching on the Koza TV, all the campuses in Port Harcourt, in Ilorin, in Lagos, all the campuses in Abuja, we thank you. We appreciate you. We return the glory to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. God bless you. Please be seated. So you are here again. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. God bless you. How are you doing today? Isn't God a good God? Did you hear those testimonies? Even I that prayed for Michael Bruce, I didn't know the fullness of the testimony. While you were watching it and listening to the testimony, I was watching it myself. And I was so grateful to God. Let's lift up our hands where we are. Just be seated. Just thank God for those testimonies. God has no problem doing a lot of things if nobody is touching his glory. And he will do wonders here today. Come on, go ahead and thank him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Thank him. Appreciate him. Just leap it in. Tell the Lord what you are dealing with. Let him mention your case. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. I want to start reading from Mark chapter 3 from verse 7. Praise God. But Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea. He withdrew to the sea. No land could take him. And a great multitude from Galilee followed him. Don't forget, from Galilee. And from Judea. From Judea. And from Jerusalem. And from Idumaya. And beyond Jordan. Not from Jordan. Beyond Jordan. And those from Tyre and Sidon, is as if they spoke pidgin in the days of the Bible. They Tyre, they consider. And a great multitude. They couldn't quantify those people. A great multitude. When they heard how many things he was doing, they came to him. Okay? You can read to verse 19. I will stop wherever I'm comfortable. So he told his disciples that a small boat should be kept ready for him. No preacher ever used a small boat except Jesus Christ. No preacher. If you find one, please show me so that I can correct myself. No boat. The boat was just sitting while he was preaching, waiting for him. A small boat should be kept ready for him because of the multitude, lest they should crush him. In other words, if he's in the plane, they would pray for me. Do this. He said, I'm supposed to rest before the next meeting. No, pray for me. They will so sit. So he said, I'm going to charter a private jet. For he healed many, so that as many as had affliction pressed about him to touch him. Let us read verse 11. And the unclean spirit, whenever they saw him, fell down before him and cried out, saying, you are the Son of God. Verse 12. But he sternly warned them that they should not make him known. Verse 13. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those himself he wanted. They came to him. Then he appointed 12 after he went to the mountain, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach. Let's stop here. But he appointed his ministers that they might be with him, and that he may send them. But first of all, before he sent them, that they might be with him. I won't be able to get there in the service. But first of all, let's, for the second reading, read Hebrews 11, 6. I know you know the scripture. If you've been in this church, you know the scripture. But without faith, it's impossible to please him, to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. The first is esteem. You must know that he exists. Number two, then he will become the word is. The second one is ginomai. He will become your rewarder. He's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Who are those who diligently seek him? Those who believe that he exists. It will show in what you do. Many years ago, when I hosted Don Moen in Abuja, he was supposed to minister Sunday evening, but he just showed up in the morning service, just for appearance, just for people to know that he was in town. Then when he showed up, he was gracious enough to say, I would do a song or two. So when he came into the hall, people started clapping and rejoicing. And God said to me, this is just Don Moen, a human being. God was and has been in the service every Sunday. But because you don't see him physically, there's a way you don't rejoice. For me, I dance as if, that's why I like the song, Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim that you are king. Standing as if you are here in the midst of all. That's how I'm lifting you up. A lot of people give thanks to God, but they didn't do it by faith. Faith works by love. There are three things that abide: faith, hope, and love. You don't hope for what you're seeing already. It's because you can see it. Faith is invisible. I want you to know that when God receives something, you will see faith inside of it. Anything God receives, anything God is part of, faith must be there. Anything a Christian does or offers God without faith becomes sin. If you look at it very well, I is in the middle of sin. How will I survive? How will I, my job, my children, my house? We all say those things. I don't say it. We say it. A lot of us say it. But I'm telling you the truth, it's wrong. That's why you're not getting the best out of God. I've been in gatherings that people have said, there are many churches in Nigeria, but little impact. Yeah, you won't have impact. That's why the creation, not human beings, creation like moon, like stars, like sun, they are groaning, waiting for the manifestation, the revealing, I love the version that says, of the sons of God. There are things available to you that you are not tapping into yet, because you are picking things from the world. Anything you offer, your thanksgiving, your worship, your praise, whether prayer, fasting, that is not by faith, you just wasted your time. In John 3:16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world, it gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him, okay, you must believe in him, must not perish, but have. So you are introduced to have. Say, let us make man in our image and after likeness. Let them have. In case God has made a car that drops you at work, you a house where you live, but you still want your own. You took it from God. You are made to have. Amen. I love verse 17. I'm reading to 18. The Bible says, God did not send his son to condemn the world. Never. Never. But that the world through him might be saved. Okay, verse 18. He who believes. Okay. If you don't believe, you've already put yourself in damnation for not believing God. Believing in God. He who believes is not condemned. He who believes. I tell you the truth, unbelief is not your friend. He who believes is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already. They're not saying he who does not go to church. He who does not believe. If you believe, you go to church. Because the Holy Ghost is invisible. He started church and put some people in place to represent him because he is invisible. So it's a lie of the devil to say, no, I'm hearing God at home. Once in a while, you can hear. But if that's your lifestyle, no. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Particularly when you see the day approaching. Okay? It's a lie of the devil. Obedience is not what you think. It's not what makes sense to you. No, it's what God has said. That's why faith is not positive thinking. It's an attitude you embrace based on what God has said. Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
If you don't believe, you are already condemned. In Numbers 14, verse 11. Quickly, guys. I've not started the message. My message is never long. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? How long will they not believe me? Okay? How long? I see God crying where he is right now. Yeah, you come to Koza. Yeah, you have a job that you are managing. I can call it management because maybe I'm at your level 20 years ago. What is making you be like a rugby player? Like you have a boil under your ushers tell you, sit down, you say, where? Do you know who you're talking to? I should ask you, how much is your tithe? How much do you have? Amen.
Amen.
Now you may think that preacher came from Abuja to insult us. No. Someone has to be in your face to tell you the truth. That aspect you need to pay attention to. Most people you are following have not been in church for 20 years. So you are in confusion. They know they are God. They know everything. They understand it. You claim to be here, but you are neither here nor there. How long shall you vacillate? Vacillation means one leg is shorter than the other. So you are walking like this. How long shall you be like that between two opinions? That's why, as unstable as waters, Genesis 49, verse 4, you shall not excel. That's why you're not excelling. Okay? So how long? The Lord said to Moses, thank you very much. Go back to Numbers 14, 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? How long will they not believe me with all the signs which I've performed among them? With all the things. Where was Lazarus at the tomb of Jesus Christ? Where was Martha on the cross? No way. Miracles don't change people. Who did we say? Mary, the one that sat to hear the word. Miracles are meant to attract you. What sustains you is the word. Okay? So, you may not like what I'm saying, but that's the truth. If you throw a hand fan up many times, it's the flat side that we used to land. You can't do it. There's no magic about it. Okay? In Numbers 20, verse 12, pay attention to this. This is very important. This is very important. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. Because you did not believe me. Eh? Really? Moses, the meekest man that God created? A man that had leadership attributes. But let me pray myself. What Moses couldn't do in 40 years, Joshua did in 3 days. You know the first thing he said? He said, wash your clothes. Next, he said, if you don't be circumcised. Sisters, you can understand this. Ask a brother after the service. if you've not been circumcised. Because for 40 years that they were in the wilderness, Moses said to himself, these people are already disadvantaged to be in the wilderness. They were born in the wilderness. They're now 40 years. Don't let me add problem to their problem. Let me be understanding. So he didn't circumcise them. The next day, when God chose Joshua, when he said to him, Moses, my servant is dead. The next day, Joshua told them, in 3 days we will cross Jordan, but you must circumcise yourself. How does that apply to me right now? That excess in your life, cut it off. That thing that you have one leg in church, one leg in the world. You know, you want to train. There are people you follow. We've all done that. I think so. I may not be correct. I'm the first pastor to be verified on Instagram in Nigeria, in Africa. Yeah, I think so. Okay? But I believe in it. I like it. Till today, I have 500 and something followers, even though I'm not sharing anything on the internet right now. But, you know, if it was a poor man that said vanity upon vanity, they would say, shut up. You are poor. But he was Solomon. He had what you are looking for. Are you following what I'm saying? So I'm not here to just get you excited. I'm here to tell you something to think about. Just in case you've been praying privately, Lord, what else should I do? This exactly is what you should do. And the Lord spoke to Moses, not an angel. You know, some people have expertise in saying, oh, you know, Paul ate pounded yam. That's why he said, this is the Lord. Because he did not believe me. What does believing do in your life? It didn't hallow the people. It didn't hallow God before the people. At home, I love what a governor said in Nigeria yesterday. He said, I'm an old man. You don't undress an old man in the public and dress him back in the private. If you have abused me in the public, go to the public and apologize. Moses, when he's with God, oh, he will kneel down. He will say, there's no like you. But before the people, he never did. And he reminded God of Lucifer. I hope you know that Lucifer was not with God in heaven. He was on earth. He was in Eden. Check that in Ezekiel 28 from verse 11. That was in Eden, the garden of God. So I preached a message called the anointing of Lucifer. Angels saw him as God because God proceeded upon him and anointed him. God is not anointed. Because anointing means something was rubbed on something. So who rubbed power on God? Nobody. But God rubbed, God is sovereign. God rubbed power on Lucifer. When the one thought of the angels saw him on earth, they thought he was God. He never explained to them. But when he was before God, he would act. But before the people, he didn't hallow. So God said to him, look at that. Look at that. Numbers 20. Verse 12, quickly. He said, because therefore you shall not bring this assembly. You can say, oh, because Moses struck the rock, because Moses did this. Listen, God knows the reason why they entered the promised land. And he told them, because you didn't believe me, and the manifestation I saw was because you didn't hallow me before the people. Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I've given them. This is the reason why. God said, Moses, don't talk to me about it again. Because he didn't hallow me before the people. As an influencer, sometimes, kneel down in church. The way God blesses you, you have a lot of money. Yeah? Oh, my pastor, before I became a pastor, he said, this scripture I just read right now, if I was in my room, I would just tear my clothes. I said, ah, no wonder he's anointed. Anointing means God supports you. When I prayed for Mike, I didn't go home to say, Lua, she. I went to eat my kete pounded yam. And I didn't know. I didn't tell him to pull up his shoe or remove his socks. I was seeing the legs for the first time. God just supported me. I went to a house, to dedicate a house. Some weeks ago, I went with my son. When we were about to leave, you know what they said to me? Oh, our daughter had one wound. I said, this wound reminds me of the first miracle I saw in my ministry. The girl climbed the bike. You know the story. and I was rotten to the bone. I prayed. And by the Wednesday service, it was brown. It happened in Loring. I said, wow. I was surprised myself. So I said I was going to introduce them to a doctor. The same doctor I wanted to introduce the brother who shared the testimony. I wanted to introduce the doctor to him. But let's pray first. Then I prayed. And I was convinced that God had healed him. So I never introduced the doctor to him. I was hearing the testimony for the first time today when you were hearing the testimony. I was seeing the leg for the first time. So why is it that a man will speak, it will come to pass? God supported the man. Today, in the name of Jesus, what you thought you would die with will end today. I'm not only talking to them in Lagos Church. Let miracles begin to happen in every campus. Even those who will watch the rebroadcast, in the name of Jesus, receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 7 verse 9, because he said, the head of Ephraim is in Samaria, the headquarter. That's the meaning. You'll see that in the Amplified Version. We don't have time to go into that. The headquarter of Samaria is Ramaliah. Ramaliah's son, he built a city. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. Oh. That is the reason why some people are not established. They are neither here nor there. They don't believe God. Oh, Pastor Biodo is in Lagos Church. He's a super story. See, I ate before I came here today. There's nothing about me. If God wants, yes, God will use somebody. But you must believe. Without faith, it's impossible. The only place where impossibility is in the Bible is impossible. Oh, I look good today. Congratulations. It's impossible. Oh, I have a husky voice. Congratulations. It's impossible. I trained. Oh, I love you to train. I want Christians on that platform. But it's impossible to please God. You can please men. Some people have been delivered from demons, but they've not been delivered from men. That's why they were there. Come on, talk to me. Oh, you will so like me after the service. He said, if you don't believe, you'll not be. Unbelief is your enemy. If you don't believe, you'll not be established. I pray in the name of Jesus. Somebody here will not just believe. You move from believing to trust. In 2 Chronicles 20:20. You know the story. I can't give you the background. But in verse 20, the king Jehoshaphat called them and said, when they rose in the morning and they did their morning sacrifice, he said, believe in the Lord your God. You must believe in God. He that comes to God must believe that he is. A lot of Christians don't believe. They believe in what they read in the newspaper more than what they read in the Bible. Oh, there's a Bible is 6,000 years old. What is saying cannot be read. I've not seen a book that some people have been preaching from that book for 6,000 years and the revelation has not ended. I've not seen a book. If you know the book, show it to me. Till Jesus comes, we'll be preaching from the Bible every Sunday. You know, I preach every day. And revelation comes from the same book. Some people say, oh, Bible is not complete. It remembers the book of Canticles. Have you finished reading the ones you have? The sacred thing belongs to the Lord. The ones that are revealed belongs to us and our children. So, Bible moves from generation to generation. I just quoted, I think, Deuteronomy 29:29. I think so. Amen. Praise God. You must believe in God and you'll be established. You'll be established if you believe in God. I would have told you to try it, but we don't try things. We do things by faith. If you believe in God, there are a lot of people that just want to just come to church and give God their thing. or you are morally sound is good, but that's not all there is. You must believe in God. Then you must attend a church where you believe in the pastor. Then you'll prosper. You must believe in his prophets. Then you'll prosper. Prosperity, when I checked all the Bible, all the translation, Igbo is the best with prosperity. It means idioma. You will get to where you are going. You will get to where you are. Where are you going? He said, the plans that I have for you, they are plans of good and not of you, to take you to an expected end. There's an expected end. Yes, he says, surely there's an end. But the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. The reason why your expectations are cut off is because you are double-minded and you are stable in all your ways. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Okay, back to the... Let me start my message now. Back to the text I read to you in Mark chapter 3. Jesus Christ, first of all, you will notice that people were attracted to him. People were attracted to him. Previously, I read Mark chapter 3 to you, but if you read Mark chapter 2, you'll see that he went for lunch in someone's house. That person's name was not mentioned because he was irrelevant. But Jesus Christ went to do lunch in that person's house. People started telling themselves, he's in the house. He's one of the teachings of Tukuza. Jesus' house incorporated. All we need to do is to keep Jesus in this house and the growth will be happening. Maybe you noticed every campus they showed, some of them have never been there before. Field. Never been to Manchester before. Field. Never been to Birmingham in my life. Even though there was, I think 2 years, I was going to London every 3 weeks. Never been to Birmingham, never been to Manchester. But I heard God clearly. Go there. Okay? So, there was a house. Please sit down. Jesus Christ was just there to take lunch. Some people are not there for miracles. Some people are not in church for believing God or to hear the message. They're just there to take the space. Nobody passes. So, when they took the man with palsy in the 21st century, he had a stroke. He was paralyzed from neck down, ready to die. But he had four friends. I said he had four friends. So they said, please, will you create space? This person wants to pass. We are here to joke. But I looked at you, and there's no, you can't see what I'm going through. They're just there to block the road. Whoever is blocking your way right now, listen to me. Overtaking is allowed. God, even though God is not an author of confusion, I prophesy this meeting will conquer your confusion. You will come out a different person. If you believe, let me hear your amen 2 times. Be seated. Everywhere was jammed. Everywhere was jammed. They let him down from the roof. When Jesus was talking, he didn't have microphone. And they were hearing da, boo, da, boo. Because you couldn't remove the roof without a sound. He kept on talking. He was just looking for something. He wanted to be sure whether faith was there. If there was no faith, it should have been nothing. When he saw their faith, I love Mark 2 verse 6. He saw their faith, he said to him. He saw their faith and said to him, there's no way Jesus will not talk. There's no way Jesus will not heal. There's no way Jesus will not transform your finance. I'm telling you, I know in Lagos you don't believe that God can bless. God can bless. I can tell you that. God can change your status. Praise God. When he saw their faith, not what they said. The Bible says when Apostle Paul became born again, Peter and John were skeptical. Ananias that was sent to lay hands on him said, have you heard about this man? He's the reason I've been praying and fasting. God said, I know. Go and lay hands on him. But when they saw the grace upon his life, they gave him the right hand of fellowship. The KJV used the word perceived. I pray that God will perceive your faith this day. As I'm preaching, if you're feeling faith, don't think everybody feels like that. You are different. There's something about you. Bible says, blessed is the man that the Lord causes to approach him. If God is knocking your heart, don't shut the door. It doesn't matter what you said before you came here. It doesn't matter what you did before you came here. What matters is how you respond right now that you're hearing the word. The Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Which means the Spirit can talk and is saying something to his church. I pray in the name of Jesus, your end will not be ordinary. Another thing I saw was that the man agreed. If you are paralyzed, you are afraid of height, afraid of anything. The man agreed that they let him down. How did they convince him? It wasn't him that had faith. Jesus saw their faith and said to him, many years ago, God said to me, if I told you, jump, ask how high. And I've told you to jump because the building is no longer safe. I pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever God tells you, you will do it. Amen. Without the fear of devil, without the fear of man. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I love Psalm 37 verse. It says, watch the blameless man. Observe the opponent. The end of that man is peace. Peace means nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken. Many things you blame people for, you blame God for. How and I know that sister. She's always in church. You don't even know about yourself, let alone a sister. She may be coming physically. Does she believe? I play in Abuja Church. I believe, but I don't believe. Because when I just give my life to Christ, people don't say, I believe. They say, I believe my spirit. I don't know if you met Christians like that. So I believe, but I don't believe. A man said, I believe. Help my unbelief. What's the meaning of that? He's been paying attention to unbelievers. They've been feeding him. If I have time, I will tell you about the woman with the issue of blood. But when they were removing the roof, who knows that the owner went outside to say, ah, did you use it to have your bath or you drank it? No, which one of them? You are removing. They must have told the man, we will pay. How much is it to fix a roof? When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, Peter, Satan has asked for you. I didn't pray that they will not touch you. A good lecturer does not stop you from doing exams. He only teaches you to pass the exam. Because the exam will increase you. I pray that your faith should not fail. He didn't say that your money should not fail. He didn't say that you pray more. He said, I pray that your faith should not fail. And if you are recovered, which means when I have faith, I will recover. Come on, talk to me. So if you are the devil, what will you go for first? Faith. Faith. I pray that your faith do not fail you. I say your faith do not fail you. In the name of Jesus. When Jesus Christ went to any place, he attracted a crowd. Sometimes when he was trekking to a place, people would trek ahead of him. Because while he was walking, never met a leader that was passionate about people like Jesus Christ. He saw Jerusalem one day and wept. What did he see? What did he think about that he wept? So people were outwalking. They knew where he was going. Sometimes he went by water. They will enter another boat. The cost does not matter. Well, if I have time, I will show you. He got to many places and met people waiting for him. No handbills. He met people waiting for him. I pray that your next level will wait for you. Amen. Can I pray for you from my heart? You will not look for a job. Job will look for you. In the name of Jesus. Where did they come from? Sit down. They came from Galilee. They came from Judea. They came from Jerusalem. They came from Idumea. They came beyond Jordan. They came from, you know what I want to say, Sidon. There was a great multitude. That was how Jesus was. He was a magnet that drew men. So that men were in his ministry was a normal thing. He was praying somewhere. Peter and John waited till he finished. They said, all men seeking for thee. All men. I don't know a preacher that all men were seeking for him. All men. But he still had a few people that he called to be with him. I'm going to get there. He didn't have a problem. What about the woman with issue of blood? That woman had a sickness. You can't fully understand because if you're doing your period, you can come to church. In those days, till now, in mosque, if you're doing your period, I remember growing up in Lorraine, I don't think you could go to the mosque. I don't think so. Please, I stand to be corrected. But I don't think, eh? You can't. And the ruler of the synagogue, they called the Jairus man the rulers of the Jews. You couldn't separate God from Jews. So if it was the ruler of the Jews, he was the ruler in the synagogue. Guess who will say they should stone her? Jairus. Jesus Christ was going to heal that girl. Jairus was, Roger, please, Jesus. And he says, somebody touch me. He was, they said, To even know that woman, I love the version that says in Luke chapter 8, we don't have time to read Luke chapter 8. Go read the story in Luke chapter 8 from verse 40 to 48. We don't have time. In the rendition in Mark chapter 5, verse 27, she heard about Jesus. Faith comes by hearing. If you hang around people that say, my church, you will attend a church. Because you like the pastor, you like the pastor's wife, or they have your number, or you have their number, or you have someone, or your friends are in church. Church for you is a social gathering. Oh, maybe your wedding is coming next 3 months. Oh, I will change church after my wedding. Talk to me. Am I talking about you? Why are you quiet? Tell your neighbor, he says he's talking about you, not about me. Church is, for many people, many things. There are people that I know in the spirit, I can't tell. Or in the physical, I can't tell. They wait to see the titles. They say, man, that girl came on you. That's why they're in church. Or after service, they go and stand at the car park and see the cars going, pew, pew, pew. Say, I don't mark that girl. She get a good car. You are shortchanging yourself. The person who give that girl a car can give you a car. What is car? What is car? You're just walking in the flesh. You're just limiting yourself. Do you know that there is a guy in Abuja Church who was parking cars? Somebody just came to church and dashed him a brand new BMW. He came to me. He was shaking. I said, the car is yours. I can tell you many stories. Many stories like that. God can bless you. But in your mind, you believe what you don't believe. Amen. But what about the woman with the issue of blood? She was zealous. She was serious. You know what I know about her? Even though I never met her, she knew Jesus. It took a kiss to betray Jesus. Why? The men dressed alike. They look alike. Come on, talk to me. I'm preaching in Lagos better than you're responding to me. But I can imagine that woman saying, I don't want Peter to touch me. I don't want Andrew to touch me. I don't want Matthew. I don't want to touch Matthew. I want to touch Jesus. So Peter came first. You remember John chapter 12 from verse 23 now? The Greek seeketh for thee. So they went to tell Philip. Philip went to tell. They came with a, why do you want to see the master? So they surrounded. There was a time they said, did you hear the children? talking about you. Call down thunder. He said, you don't know the spirit that resides within you. So Jesus Christ was surrounded by Juggernauts. How did she bypass those people? She said to herself, I don't want to touch Peter. Nothing will happen if I touch Peter. Nothing will happen if I touch Pastor Beard. Nothing will happen. Who is Pastor Beard? I want Jesus. Some of you are in charge for politics. I want Jesus. Come on, say after me, I want Jesus. If I want to hang out, I know where to hang out. When I come to church, I believe in God. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Say to your neighbor, I want to touch Jesus. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, it said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. She didn't care what people felt. Do you know that some people say, take it easy. I'm sorry. Come on, tell your neighbor. When you see me worship them, where I'm worshiping, I'm sorry. You don't know where I'm coming from. If you see me praise God, I'm saying that's right. As a preacher, you see my facial expression, you don't know where I'm coming from. Madam, wait. No. Sorry. You need to learn to say, excuse me. At the park, are you with me? Hallelujah. In case you're judging this woman, when this woman had the disease, that was when the girl that Jesus was going to heal was born. Jairus' daughter was 12 years old. This woman had an issue of blood of 12 years. Are you desperate enough? Or you are just, let the service in. Let me go to Isaac John to go and eat. What are you? Come on, talk to me. An issue of 12 years topped instant. I didn't say it took 12 hours. I didn't say it took 12 days. It didn't take 12 months. I wish I had time to read to you the issue of blood that she had. She was rich before. She suffered many things from many doctors. I love the version that says what she was going through went worse. She should have lost faith. Are you here today? What you're dealing with, is it 12 years? No. What you have lost faith in and you thought, this year will always be. Even if it's more than 12 years. To him that much is given, much is expected. You attend a living church. You hear faith every Sunday. But you've given up. A mentor of mine gave a word of knowledge and said, if you're dealing with this, come out. The person dealing with it, I forgot it. Received it as part of his life. It will never change again. It was after when the man insisted, after like 15 minutes, I'm the one. Can God ever do this? God will do the impossible in your life. Amen. You will touch the intangible. Amen. You will see the invisible. Amen. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. An issue of 12 years ended in a service. You know the annoying part. Jesus stopped. I said, someone touched me. Peter said, Jesus, you know sometimes you're kulu. I mean, if you can talk to a tree, you're not normal. But now you're talking to someone. You said somebody, everybody's touching you. You said, no, there's a different touch. I don't know who will touch God differently in this service. I don't know. Maybe you've been cheating off thinking, oh, they're just doing worship from Abuja. There's a different touch. It has nothing to do with the song you like or the word that is being preached. Oh, I thought, do you know what Pastor Biono spoke about? I thought about the scripture in the morning. It's possible you don't thought about the scripture for 7 years. You've never even heard about the scripture. That's not faith. Faith is that when God speaks, you believe. And you don't only believe God, you believe also the person preaching. That what has been preached will be so in your life. She heard about Jesus, not that Jesus Christ had healed an issue of blood before. Not that anybody has touched the hem of his garment. I wish I had time. Do you know from the time she touched the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, people began to rush to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. Bible says many came to Jesus seeking to touch the hem of his garment because of what she did. Somebody here, we initiate something. Amen. Hebrews 11 tells me that the Bible is not complete yet. They're still writing it. Your story will be written in the next Bible. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Sit down, sit down. I know your pastor would have closed by now, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. People came from Judea. It didn't impress Jesus. People came from beyond Jordan. It didn't impress Jesus. They didn't touch him. People came from all over the place. They didn't touch him. You know who taught Jesus Christ? They came from Udumuya. Came from Jerusalem. Came from Tyre and Sidon. In case you are tired and you are sitting down, it's in the Bible. You tire, you can't sit down. It didn't impress Jesus. Do you know how many countries have? Jordan is near Israel, but it's another country. Muslims fill the whole of Jordan. Ruled by a Muslim president. They came from those places. It didn't impress Jesus. Who impressed Jesus? Someone who dared to touch Jesus by faith. Jesus stopped. You know what he said? He said, power came out of me. What I budgeted to go and thank God, power was given to me without measure. What I budgeted to go and use in the house of Jairus. While he was going to Jairus' house, he said, don't bother the master. The girl is dead. The girl is dead. I pray in the name of Jesus. Sleep is temporal. Death is permanent. Whatever the enemy has said this was permanent in your life, I turn it today to temporal. Amen. Where you are standing in any campus, today I turn it to a temporal circumstance. Amen. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Amen. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Amen. In 2 Kings 13:21, till today they don't bury people in Israel like we used to bury people. Like we go 6 feet down and cover them. And they used to put bones, people in sepulchres. Remember when Jesus Christ was dead? It was Joseph Arimathea that offered his tomb. That guy bought a tomb for himself when he was going to die. He planned his future ahead. But he offered Jesus Christ. That was the way they buried Elisha. He would have given the anointing to Gehazi, but Gehazi didn't know the value of the anointing. He ended up being cursed and his family. The person that replaced Gehazi, that saw that those chariots that surrounded them, they were surrounded. Elisha told that guy to reside in the city and never went back to that city. So he carried the anointing to die. So one day they were going to bury a man. War was coming. So the person was going to bury the dead just saw a tomb and just took the dead there so that the war will not meet his dead father. And when the dead touched the bones of Elijah, came back to life. Somebody here, you are coming back to life. I stand on the authority. I believe God. That's my problem. I say you are coming back to life. In the name of Jesus. Somebody called me and said, my son wants to do operation with a teeth. He has a teeth problem. Pastor, before I go in, I want you to pray. I said, why not? I was praying. I just stopped while I was praying. I was praying that the doctor's hands would be God's hands. There won't be any. I said, stop. I just stopped. I said, don't go to the hospital again. The child will be healed. And I forgot about it. That was 2 years ago, if I remember. 3 days ago, they brought two boys to me. And one of them was the boy I prayed for on the phone. Come on, talk to me. Can you beat that? I was shocked. I saw a pastor for the first time on Tuesday. Till today, I've not met him. He had a stroke. And was watching Tukosa TV and he said, God healed me. I've not met him. But Pastor Wally has met him. It was Pastor Wally that sent the testimony. You saw how he walked. Somebody here, you're not only walking physically, you are moving spiritually. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Matthew 27, I'm out of time, but I got to show you three scriptures. In Matthew 27, verse 52, I want to read to verse 53. Matthew 27, and the graves were opened. So graves have ears to hear. They were opened. Many bodies of the saints who have fallen asleep were raised. Verse 53. And coming out of the grave after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to me. In case you don't get what I'm saying, Abraham appeared and knocked on some door. I'm Abraham. See, Jesus is alive. I'm Isaac. But the graves opened. I command in the name of Jesus. Anything sealing your future, let it open. Anything mocking your prayers, let it open. If you believe it, shout three amen with fire. In Revelations 11, 11. Revelations 11, 11. Kare baba baba. Now after 3.5 days. I wish I had time to preach this. 3 represents corruption. That's why God had to raise Jesus up the third day. He will never allow your son or your servant to see corruption. After 3 days, if you put a dead body in the house, after 3 days, it starts to decay. 3 is the number of corruption. But half was put there to let you know God left that dead to be dead, deader, deadest. And the breath of life from God entered into them. As you are standing, I'm not only talking about those in this room. I prophesy. Let the spirit of life enter into you. Let the spirit from God enter into you. Your job in the name of Jesus. Your children in the name of Jesus. Your marriage in the name of Jesus. Your ministry in the name of Jesus. A man from Port Harcourt. I went to preach in Port Harcourt. God had told me, take some dollars. You're going to give somebody. So I kept the money in my pocket. Out of everybody, I went to preach, not in Koza, a church. Even what church in Port Harcourt. We closed late. And a pastor came to me, said, Pastor Bearden, I am blessed by your ministry. Never seen the pastor before. Although Pastor Wally has seen the pastor. Because he went to Pastor Wally and said, I want to see Pastor Bearden. He said, be praying. He's coming to Port Harcourt. He will see you. Never seen the pastor before. Share the testimony how that he just started small. He's building. And God began to increase it. Oh, I said, here comes the person that God said I should give dollars to. I gave him money. I gave his wife money. I gave his kids money. He collected everything and put everything in the building. Do you know the building is starting right now? And he shared the testimony. He did. Very easy for a church member to do a video. For a pastor to do a video of testimony